Lauren and I chatted about this in June, so
yeah, and here it is,
making it happen. Oh, yeah. Super cool. Yeah, definitely tune in to Radio Emily if you liked what you listened to over the past hour, and I'm sure to hear some very diverse programming. It sounds like some, yeah. Anyways, what are we gonna close on?
This is a track from the mid '70s. It's a band, I think. All the members were under the age of 15. The drummer's 9.
What?
So it's called the Mystic Zephyrs. The track is "It's Much Too Soon" off of their album Maybe, and it's pretty amazing.
Awesome.
In my opinion, I think it's groovy.
Very excited right now. Cool. Okay. Well, thanks for chatting with us, Radio Emily. We hope to have you back again soon.
Thank you.
Stick around. 24 hours of student power continues. We've got the SERP trap and then the UBC Philosophy Students Association and some CITR student execs holding down the fort overnight. So it's going to be good. This is Maybe.
It's Much Too Soon.
Oh, on the album Maybe.
On Maybe.
Yes. Okay. Here on CITR.
Is a student-run organization here to educate the public about the benefits of hemp and cannabis. Fast fact! Hemp is a renewable, sustainable source of food and fiber. Fast fact! Your body contains anandamide, which is part of the same family of substances as THC. To learn more, look us up on Facebook at www.facebook.com/groups/hempology101UBC or come to one of our great events. And don't forget, legalization through education.
The UBC Ski and Snowboard Club is a nonprofit, democratic, student-run organization dedicated to promoting the sports of skiing and snowboarding and the associated lifestyle.
We endeavor to make skiing and snowboarding accessible and fun by actively seeking out the best deals and discounts for our members. as well as organizing trips to local ski areas and setting up numerous social events.
Come on one of our legendary trips and explore the glory of riding in British Columbia. Or join us at the bar to discover the true meaning of debauchery. Ask your roommate, ask your parents, ask the RCMP. Who has the most fun at UBC? You'll get the same answer. The Ski and Snowboard Club.
Duh.
Joining the Ski and Board Club is easy. Come by our office, sub 115, anytime with some money to become a member. Your membership gives you access to all the deals offered by our sponsors, cheap beverages at our parties, an invitation to all club events, and of course, only members can come on the trips.
All right, we are back. This is 24 Hours of Student Power. I'm here with the Syrup Trap. How's it going, guys?
Pretty good.
To start things off, why don't you just tell me a little bit about your club and introduce yourselves?
So I'm Nick. I'm an editor here.
I'm Alex Kilpatrick.
I'm David.
I'm Paul.
Hi, Paul.
If you're not familiar with what the Syrup Trap does, we're Canada's premium outlet for vegan and vegetarian recipes. So like whether you're on that raw till four lifestyle, fully raw, maybe if you like have some cooked food, starches, even some dairy, we've got you covered really.
And even if you're just sort of interested, I mean, we're a general interest, raw, vegan kind of.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Epicenter.
We're really. Very friendly.
Yeah, we're like, open to all. Like plants,
so. We're just trying to inform a lifestyle that's based more in compassion, really.
Mm-hmm. It really isn't about veganism in the end. It's more about.
Community.
People, mm-hmm. community, and people.
Mm-hmm.
Plants.
And veganism, a little bit.
Also plants. Veganism, yeah. Veganism is very important.
I mean, for me, I'm not so much about the veganism, but more just purely raw, you know? Like, I mean, yeah, vegan's part of that, but... Mm-hmm.
I like to keep it raw, you know? Yeah. Sometimes.
Yeah, doing it raw is generally the best way to do it.
Absolutely. I think
about plants a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, guys, that's a little bit about the Syrup Trap, but, So we've got a bunch of topics lined up here. We're basically going to do like a panel discussion format where we're just going to talk about anything we want to talk about.
It doesn't have to be plant related.
No.
I mean, it can be, but it doesn't have to
be. I actually don't want to talk about plants anymore. Okay. This is kind of...
It's run its course.
No,
yeah, fine.
I'm really done with this joke. So I want to talk to you guys. You know, it's that time of year when the decorations come out. And, you know, everyone's in that festive spirit. I want to ask you guys about spooky Halloween ideas that you guys have for this time of year. What are your top 10 favorite spooky Halloween ideas? Paul, what spooky things do you get up to this time of year?
Oh, man, I have the craziest Halloween parties at my house. You wouldn't believe it. Like, we've got this drink that's basically just, you know chickens, right?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Well, they sort of they do this thing where like a white thing comes out of them every once in a while, and then you can sort of mix it up with maybe like milk and alcohol, and it's like a spooky drink, right? Like you're like, oh, what am I drinking? Is this just coming out of a chicken? And the answer is yes, it did, right? It's and so that kind of grosses people out sometimes. Yeah,
it's really weird.
Paul, that's so spooky.
It is really spooky.
That's David. What about you? What are your favorite spooky things to do at this time of year?
Well, I'll tell you what's pretty spooky. You know, sometimes you just look at your checking account and you see that you've got like $500 and then you're like, oh no, I have to buy all these presents for everyone. And then by the end of the day, you spend like $300 on all your loved ones, and your family and your friends. And then you only have $200 left.
It's the classic Halloween conundrum.
Yeah.
How much money do you spend
you
on Halloween gifts?
You can barely afford food for yourself.
It's a classic trick or treat. Question.
Trick or tweet.
And for the social media savvy
yeah.
hours.
Yeah.
Eric, do you have any, or Alex, do you guys have any special Halloween spooky traditions that you get up to this time of year?
Well, I'm a traditionalist, so I'm a big fan of getting the whole family together and just having the big Halloween egg hunt.
A big Halloween egg hunt.
Yeah, I mean, you hide the Halloween eggs around
the
house.
Wait, that's a different religious holiday.
What?
Isn't that
No, yeah. My family, I mean, I don't know if
Isn't
we're the same.
Isn't that what people do for graduation?
That is...
Look for eggs. You look for eggs on campus.
Eric, what's that you're saying?
Well, no, my family tradition is somewhat similar, but instead mm-hmm. of looking for eggs, we try to play pranks on each other. Mm-hmm. So we wake up really early, 6 a.m. in our pajamas.
And then you go back to sleep.
That's a good one.
Is that what you do?
That's what Uncle Jeb does.
Uncle Jeb, always up to pranks.
So that's our Halloween
special.
Yeah.
Spooky.
Mm-hmm. It can get spooky.
Guys, this is getting a little bit too spooky for me. David, you mentioned buying gifts for friends, relatives for Halloween. I want to talk about holiday gift ideas. I want to get your guys' opinion on what the best things to buy at this time of year are. Who wants to start? Who has a holiday gift idea? Alex, what are you getting for your loved ones?
Well, I'm from a South African family, mm-hmm. so we do things a little bit differently in Christmas, just because the seasons are changed. So on a typical Christmas morning mm-hmm. in South Africa, you wake up really early, I mean 5 a.m., you're just so excited.
Yeah.
You have some breakfast, you wait around, and then your parents just beat the fuck out of you.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a similar sort of thing in Canada, but it's sort of been toned down over the years, so it's just... You know, it's more like everybody beats the fuck out of each other, right? And so it's not just a one-way thing anymore.
That's yeah. what the spirit of Halloween
That's
is.
That's what Halloween is about. When you really think about it,
you get deep.
It's about your parents beating the shit out of you.
It's, yeah.
This is getting
as
really
Paul said,
dark.
Beating the shit out of other people, too. It's
no,
about sharing.
It's about community.
It's about community.
What are other holiday gift... Guys, I was reading the Globe and Mail a couple days ago,
no
and
need
I...
to brag.
Good one.
I was reading the Globe and Mail, and they had an article that was titled "Top Gifts for Her." It was a holiday gift idea list for women. It just for got what are the top holiday gifts for her?
I stick to, you know, like necessities because mm-hmm. you can never go wrong. So. Lettuce. Mm. I generally like to get my lady some lettuce.
It's a good one.
Around the Halloween season.
The alliteration is really the key part.
Yeah. Yeah, some lettuce, maybe some salad. Salad dressing.
Toothpaste is a big one. Everyone needs toothpaste.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah. You can never have enough.
Yeah.
Top gifts for her, I think, the hit movie Her.
Wow.
That's a good movie.
Let's finish that bit.
Hold on. Nelly. You're a her.
That's... I am a her.
What would you like for Halloween?
Oh, you know, I mean, although, like...
That's all the time we have.
Whoa, okay. Lettuce? Probably not.
That's where I've been going wrong all these years.
I don't know. I don't like gifts. I don't.
Well, there you have it, folks.
Don't get her anything. Yeah. You don't need to.
But if you want to get her something, you should get her the song Pony by Ginuwine, which we're going to listen to now.
Yes.
I would do to you.
Output
one. All right, we are back, and I think we have on the line our northern correspondent.
Our disgraced northern correspondent. Johnny Wakefield is on the line. Johnny, are you there?
Hey, Nick.
Hi, Johnny.
How are you?
Oh, man, I haven't talked to you in years. Johnny, we were just talking about The Republic of Doyle. Do you know what that show is about?
I believe it's a CBC drama about
Doyle.
I believe Doyle runs a freight trucking company.
Oh, so you
in
know
some remote
more.
Part of the world. I believe it involves trafficking in heavy freight across frozen lakes.
Wow.
I believe that's what it's about. I think I've seen some advertisements and honestly, I haven't watched it, but it's sort of a docudrama, I believe, produced by the CBC.
Thank you. No, that's
big up in Dawson Creek.
Yes, actually. I mean, there's
seriously,
there's a lot of things you can relate to there. I mean, it's snow, ice, trucking.
Cool.
Very relatable.
That was going to be a joke, but that's actually a very informative response.
You did it,
Johnny. What did you want to talk about?
Well, you guys were going through some good bits there. I thought,
thank you.
Might get a little bit navel-gazy and talk about the million page views thing.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you for bringing that up. Yeah, so today the Serp Trap hit 1 million page views. So we have...
Congrats, fellas.
Alex today found a tutorial on YouTube that shows you how to draw an owl, which also has a million page views. So there are things out there that have more page views than us.
Mm-hmm.
But most of them are avian, so...
Alex, hold on. Could you, for 1 second, could you try to describe with words how to draw an owl right now? Never mind. That's going to take
Well, sorry,
way too
sorry,
long.
Sorry. You begin... It's kind of like drawing a kestrel, but you start with a more plump body. Almost like a swan, but again, with like a shorter neck.
Much shorter neck.
Much shorter neck.
Mm-hmm.
But similar wings.
Like no neck.
No neck at all. Like Channing Tatum
like
status
a swan
neck.
Without a neck.
Yeah.
That's so scary.
Yeah.
That's why they're not as known as swans.
My band is called Like a Swan Without a Neck.
Like a kestrel.
Absolutely. Yes. Or even an owl.
It is somewhat orchestral.
So, Johnny, what... yeah, we got 1 million page views. There really isn't anything more to say about that. Did you have anything to say about the Syrup Trap?
Well, I don't know. Did it feel like anything when it
No,
happened?
I felt nothing. I just went into Google Analytics, which no one should ever do if they run a website. Mm-hmm. And I opened Google Analytics, and it said 1 million total page views. And then I didn't feel anything. And then I checked my email.
Well, I don't know if that's sad. I don't really know if it's anything.
That's just the void that's always present in Mike's heart. So.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
There's no filling that, no matter how many page views you get.
Imagine if we, like, turn this into a discussion about the void.
We could do that. We have free, it says, well, we have the technology right on the poster.
So, no real feelings about the thing. We have 1 million page views, and that's nice, I guess.
No big deal.
Whatever.
Johnny, is there anything else you wanted to talk about?
That was the big one. I don't know. Were you guys going to do some more bits?
We were going to talk about... Maybe you can just stay on the line for the discussion. We were going to talk
I don't know how this sounds online or on the radio.
No, it sounds great. You sound like someone calling in to a radio station over the telephone.
They do that on a lot of radio shows.
So I wanted to talk about Interstellar. I know that I've seen Interstellar, but Paul, what did you think about Interstellar?
Well, I really liked the part where Han Solo came in on the Millennium Falcon to save Luke right in that last moment so they could blow up the Death Star. The best star. I know. Well, they built another one which is supposed to be the best star, but it never got finished, right? So
I really like how they show space travel and just how, like,
I really like the part with the rogue Russian submarine that was steaming towards the United States.
No, I love that too, because, like, normally you'd think so cliche, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's like, no, Chris Nolan's like, no.
No, absolutely.
I mean, when you really strap yourself on that submarine, right, as if you're really duct tape on there.
As if you were trying to get to Texarkana and back in 28 hours.
And you know it's possible. You just know it.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's beer in Texarkana.
That's what all the songs say, and that's how I know it's true.
Anyways, great movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you like the movie, Eric?
Yeah.
He's still shocked.
I mean, I watched it about 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago.
Uh-huh. On a midnight special.
Mm-hmm.
And I still haven't gotten over it.
I saw it at 11:30 a.m.
How was that?
It was interesting. I enjoyed it, though.
I liked the emotional impact of the film. I felt it extremely present.
It had a plot. It had a story. Yeah. It had emotions. Yeah. It had a couple laughs. Some smiles.
One or two. It was mostly about the void, though.
No, but it was an uplifting film. Guys, there's another film I want to talk about very quickly. Apparently, North Korea today, some people think that it launched a cyber attack on Sony Pictures Entertainment because it's offended by the fact that the company's producing a film called The Interview by Seth Rogen and James Franco, which is about two journalists who land a rare interview with Kim Jong-un and are recruited by the CIA to take him out. What do you guys think about that?
Okay, first of all, the whatever two word the? Titles,
yeah.
Awful.
Just awful. You don't like
that's
it?
That's an act of war in and of itself.
No. Oh no, so I didn't mention that. When news of the film first came out, North Korea called it an act of war that James Franco and Seth Rogen are producing a film about the assassination of Kim Jong-un.
King Jong-il.
King Ja Rule. Imagine if Ja Rule
was the king
was
of
the supreme leader of Korea. No, let's not imagine that.
Let's leave that for our next segment.
I don't think we have the ability to discuss a topic seriously. So, I'm just going to move on. BuzzFeed apparently hired a clickhole editor today to write for them full time. BuzzFeed.
Which just sort of means the internet is now eating itself.
No, right? And there are rumors that BuzzFeed might buy The Onion. Can you imagine if BuzzFeed bought The Onion?
No, it would be perfect. It's exactly satire becoming real life.
But imagine
that's the thing about clickhole anyways, is that it is BuzzFeed. There's no
BuzzFeed. It is BuzzFeed. Johnny, you sounded like you had something to say.
Yeah, honestly, I can't.
By the way.
Shut up.
I enjoy me some clickhole content. It's fine, you know, top shelf content, but I imagine you'd go kind of insane working there. Just there's a kind of madness in every single article that would probably be actually more soul sucking than composing a BuzzFeed list. It seems tough.
The literal quote from the BuzzFeed guy is, "Daniel first came to our attention with his powerful and important clickhole piece, 'Which hungry, hungry hippo are you?' Which is not just a profound philosophical question, but a major quiz opportunity that we ourselves have somehow overlooked." So
good for that person.
Yeah.
First of all, what are the differences between the hungry, hungry hippos? I didn't realize that there were, you know, different categories of hippo in that game.
I never played that
game.
Well,
there's the hungry hippos, and then there's the hungry, hungry hippos.
It's hard to tell the difference sometimes, though.
Hey, whoa. What?
Yeah, that is a little ruder. Yeah.
The game of Hungry racist. Hungry Hippo separates the men from the boys.
And from the hungry men.
And then those three groups by race.
No. I never played that game, so I don't know.
It's the one where you just bang on it. Like,
just bang on the hippos.
Yeah.
Do you guys know that the BuzzFeed guy has like a PhD or something in like postmodern philosophy?
Oh, the guy who founded BuzzFeed.
He's just enacting what he studied.
Yeah, he has like his like dissertation was about like Deleuze and capitalism or something.
Wow.
So. But whose dissertation wasn't really?
Was his dissertation the top six reasons? These nine photos of cats will remind you of modern capitalism.
No, I just love the idea that BuzzFeed is like this postmodern art project that's been played on us all, where we're just like our culture is destroying itself, you know? Someone is just like actually enacting all the ideals of cultural nihilism in front of us.
That would be amazing.
Oh, I hope it's true. I would die
happy. He's a smart guy. When you see him in interviews, he seems like a really...
Well, he has $1 billion, right?
I know,
but he has to have
we're aware that he has $1 billion.
I mean,
that makes him...
I know, but like...
How many $1 billion do you have?
I'm not comparing myself. No, he seems smart for a guy who's created a site that depends completely on lists, you know? And now I know he has
a PhD. People love lists.
Lifts. They love lifts.
They've always loved lifts.
Lift squats. Yeah.
I had a bunch
of stuff.
That was
the big reason Woodrow Wilson's 14 points really caught on.
That was a really obtuse reference, Alex.
The Ten Commandments?
The Ten Commandments.
I think there should be a BuzzFeed list of like...
The Seven Pillars of Wisdom.
All classic lists.
Look, I'm not in college anymore, guys. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
All right, well... we're running out of time, so let's play another song and then finish off after that.
Okay. Sounds good.
I'm going to leave you guys.
Can we play?
See you, Johnny.
Bye, Johnny.
Do you want
farewell.
A song?
Good.
Let's play Bye, Jealous Johnny. By Chromeo. Let's do that.
Okay. Sorry.
I didn't realize they had dial tones anymore. That was amazing.
Yeah.
I Ain't With It is Jealous I Ain't With It by Chromeo.
That's the song. Except this is the music video.
Hold on. Let's skip the ad.
Just play the audio version.
Yeah, there we go.
This is dedicated to Johnny Wakefield.